आई एम पूजा शर्मा ऑफ आईबीएस इंटेलिजेंस एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द आईबीएस आई व्यूज पॉडकास्ट। टुडे वी विल बी एक्सप्लोरिंग द डायनेमिक इंटरसेक्शन ऑफ फिनटेक इनोवेशन एंड फ्रॉड प्रिवेंशन इन बैंकिंग सर्विसेज। जॉइनिंग मी टुडे इज वीरेंद्र बिष्ट, को फाउंडर एंड CTO एट नियो। सिंस इट्स इंसेप्शन इन 2015, नियो हैज बीन एट द फोरफ्रंट ऑफ रेवोल्यूशनाइजिंग ट्रेवल बैंकिंग फॉर इंडियंस थ्रू इट्स इनोवेटिव मोबाइल एप्लीकेशन। With partnership with leading banks like Equitas Small Finance Bank, State Bank of Mauritius and DCB, Neo has seamlessly integrated digital banking services to cater to the needs of international travelers. However, in the fast-paced world of fintech, ensuring robust fraud prevention measures is imperative. But before we deep dive into our discussion, are you eyeing the multi-billion fintech opportunity in the Middle East or India? If your answer is yes, then join Cedar IBSI FinTech Lab and fast-track your journey of market expansion with us. As a FinTech Lab member, you have the access to skilled mentors and have the opportunity to learn, network, and collaborate with like-minded individuals. Build your knowledge base, skills, and connection today. Visit www.cedaribsifintechlab.com. So, Virendra, before we get into the nitty-gritty of fraud prevention, let's talk about Neo's offering. Could you walk us through what Neo brings to the table for its customers?
Neo has been, you know, working for Indian customers since 2015, since our inception. We have multiple products. Neo Global is one of the products that we do. Neo Global is all about cross-section of banking and travel. We largely serve customers who are traveling abroad. And within that, our unique value props for the customers really are about savings. Customers need not spend heavy markup that they need to pay if they use any existing credit card, debit cards, or any other cards. It's a very cost-effective product for the customers. So that's really one of the core value offerings that we add. Besides, it's a very customer-friendly app that you could download. We have partnered, as you mentioned, with multiple banks at the back end. Our customers can source the products from our partner bank as per their willingness. Neo products are all about customer convenience, transparency with the customers, and setting high standards as far as customer service is concerned. Besides banking services, Neo also offers travel commerce opportunities. Very recently, we have launched visa services. You could now book your e-visas. Let's say if you're someone heading to Dubai, you could actually book visas through us. You could buy travel insurances through us. And we are about to launch flight offerings also. One should be able to book domestic and international flights through our platforms. If you are headed out to Singapore, for example, you'd be able to book local sightseeing, local experiences, again, through the Neo app. We will continue to solve for our customer segment. Course of the year, we will introduce additional product offerings like Forex cash and remittances, etc. as well. So that's in a nutshell is what Neo's current and near future offerings are going to be.
What is the need for fraud prevention in banking services?
In a real world interaction where a customer is expected to go to the branch, there is a face-to-face interaction with the bank officer and so on and so forth. And it is not to say that, the frauds, etc. didn't used to happen in the old world. But what is happening is that with the digital advent, customers are in the remote setup, effectively remote setup. Customers can onboard themselves onto the, banking platforms. They can avail the services. And often these creates avenues for fraudsters to kind of step in. Identity fraud, for example. One could basically go ahead and, impersonate somebody in a digital world and claim those services. Money laundering, for example. So these two are the common threats that we see. And we have all heard about the wishing, smishing kind of frauds where customers, gullible customers are, they are sharing their OTPs and that leads to, again, transaction frauds. So what happens is that because it is fast-paced, incremental effort and cost for a fraudster is actually lowered. Therefore, a digital setup becomes a very attractive sort of mechanism for fraudsters also to kind of trap customers around this. So in that sense, while a digital offering is very customer friendly, customer convenience, it does open up avenues for fraudsters also to which otherwise would not have happened, or at least would have happened with slightly lesser pace in a face-to-face kind of setup.
And are you leveraging any newer technology, AI, machine learning?
A digital setup, Pooja, really is like an iceberg. You see only the 10% and you do not remaining 90%. Now, meaningful technology companies actually will leverage all of this. So when a customer is interacting with a digital medium to you, with you, you know, you have ability to pick up so many signals. And if you collaborate all of that signals, you can actually, with a high degree of confidence, you can call out a particular transaction is absolutely fraud, is it should it be manually reviewed, and so on and so forth. The same digital infrastructure, which a possible fraudster is using to its advantage, the companies can also use the digital infrastructure to actually trap those fraudsters and actually catch them in action. And because the data is coming at such a fast pace, typically it becomes very challenging for a rule-based or manual operated system to catch these frauds, because the velocity of these frauds is actually very, very high. Before a systems, you know, if your traditional systems get reaction time, you know, the frauds are already done and they've gone out of their systems, and all you can do is basically, you know, some post-facto analysis. So if one has to basically catch or arrest a fraud in real time, look at the evolving trends, there is no option but to involve, you know, big data, AI, ML techniques.
How is Neo trying to simplify banking experience overall? Yeah. And what is the X factor of Neo?
Yeah, before I go into that, a little more on the fraud side of things, because one of the critical dimensions of the digital interfaces is that how we can build the customer confidence. And part of the customer confidence is built by what are the safety, security aspects that we can deploy. So at Neo, we are actually deploying a lot of, you know, a lot of infrastructure that we have deployed is actually towards arresting those fraudster or fraudster-like behaviors to make sure that the, you know, honest customers actually are, you know, they get a safe and secure environment for them to very comfortably, you know, execute and go about their banking transactions in a, as one should expect in a digital interface. Now, from an X factor point of view, Neo is really about, you know, getting to know what the customers really want. And whatever innovation that we pursue is really about understanding the customer needs and giving them those kind of solutions. Case in point actually will be if you are traveling outside of India and using Neo's products, we understand that, you know, finding the nearest ATM where one could withdraw cash actually can be challenging. And people often actually look up to external services like Google Maps or any other things. But Google Maps will not tell you, for example, what are the withdrawal charges on a particular ATM. Now, given the amount of data that Neo actually sees, we are in a position to guide the customer to the nearest ATM where the withdrawal charges are minimum. You know, this is an example of how we are solving real customer need with convenience, with data, and also, you know, leading to the promise that Neo is a cost saver as far as customer is concerned. Similarly, our endeavor to launch Visa through Neo platform, travel insurance through Neo platform, flights, and as well as experiences through Neo platform, actually is all towards as we learn and hear from our customers. So we have a in-house, very well-qualified product team. And more than that, we actually have an in-house qualified research team, which talks to the customers, understand what their pain points are. And then, you know, all of this actually goes into a roadmap, a product roadmap to, you know, create those features. Yeah, so that's more or less how we operate.
Circling back to customers offering, and how is Neo helping customers and save more while traveling abroad with Neo products?
Savings on the markup charges, which they otherwise would have paid, actually is the core USP of Neo product. But as I was explaining earlier, there are a lot of other customer-friendly features which customers use. The other USP or the X factor that Neo cards actually have is that we have the best acceptance rate when merchants when customers are traveling abroad. Now, you really don't want to be carrying a card and with where you are not very sure whether this card actually will work, you know, in Switzerland, for example, at a coffee shop. Neo really has worked hard on the acceptance side of things as well, so that to ensure your card actually, the Neo card actually works in Switzerland as, you know, seamlessly as it works in Vietnam, which, you know, as seamlessly as in Thailand or in Dubai, to parts of Nigeria, to, you know, to parts of, you know, Canada, US. I mean, we would have seen transactions, but from Antarctica, probably from all, you know, countries of the world. And there is, you know, we have worked very diligently with our partners to build out, you know, high quality acceptance network. So I think convenience, friendliness, cost saving, a good way to look at the transactions, to manage their budgets is all these, you know, features that Neo customer actually use on the Neo app on a daily basis.
However, what are the challenges when it comes to travel banking?
From a customer's point of view, if I have to put it, the first of all, there is a lot of anxiety on the customer side when they travel abroad. Most of the customers actually are traveling for the very first time. Even if they are not traveling for the first time, maybe they are the first time traveling with their spouses, or maybe for the very first time they are traveling. So in terms of challenges, really, for the customers, we often find that most of the customers are traveling for the very first time for the outside of India. Even if they have traveled solo previously, maybe they are traveling, this is their first trip with their spouse. Maybe this is the first trip with their children along with that. So there are all sort of anxiety elements. And customers really are looking at, stay options, the flight options, and then what they would like to do. Customers actually even want to look at what itineraries are there. While, all of us Indians really want to travel a lot, but we are very value conscious. So we want to look at what are the best, value for the money that we are going to get. These are the things. And in terms, specifically when it comes to payments, customers really are very sure, because they don't want to be left high and dry in a country if the card doesn't work, if they cannot withdraw cash and stuff like that. So the customers really would want a reliable, trustworthy payment instrument which does not leave them high and dry. The other challenge that we have seen is that almost every other customer, they are not able to estimate their budget correctly. Their budget is like, it's 1 lakh rupees. They find that often, the actual spending, actually are more than 1 lakh rupees, because they end up shopping. There are some discretion. They might go to a fancy restaurant. Before you know it, the budget actually exceeds. And then what happens is that you need also, because you may have funds in your Indian bank account, you need to quickly transfer those funds into, your Forex card, so that you can make those payments. So, a reloading of those instruments actually really becomes a very anxious point for the customers. And that is also one of the points where, because, in NEO's products, loading of the card, reloading the cards actually is very seamless action. It is actually as simple as that, you would transfer funds from one bank account to another bank accounts. So those are some of the challenges that we have seen, from the customers.
You just touched upon the quick fund transfer, and especially when you are traveling abroad, you need hassle-free transactions. And usually people do have that issue of not having the money transferred on time, and there can be some risk dependency or some kind of fallout. What are the kind of preventions that NEO takes from its end to provide that kind of seamlessness?
I think 2-3 things that we do. We remind customers ahead of time that their balances are actually, getting lower. And then they may actually end up in a situation where they may actually have a zero balance. So we remind them, customers, as the money gets, as they tend to get short of the money. That is one. Two is we have very easy, fund transfers options, including UPI, to transfer from their, other bank accounts into the NEO products that is there. And it works both ways, by the way. In a classical FX card, what happens is that, once you are left over with the funds, it becomes very difficult to remove the funds and take the funds when you're coming back to country, back to India. In our products, again, because the fund transfer works both ways. So as far as loading of the cards is concerned, you can use NAFT, you can use INPS. If you are transferring a large chunk, you can do RTGS also. And if you're doing actually small value loads of 5,000, 10,000, actually you can use UPI also. So all modes are available, and they work 24/7 real time and all that.
And how is RBI's crackdown, the compliance from the central bank, affect firms like NEO?
So NEO actually is working in partnership with the bank. So in some sense, we are indirectly regulated, because RBI has certain expectations from their regulated entities. And then because we are in partnership with these regulated entities, therefore, we actually have to demonstrate and act as per those guidelines. Case in point being customer KYC. Now, the customer KYC, the law is very clear. The regulation is very clear that the bank officer actually has to do KYC. So therefore, our platforms enables that. So a customer onboarding themselves from our NEO platform, there will be facilitation by which bank officer can conduct the video KYC of the customer, and then only the transactions or the accounts are activated. Similarly, if there is a customer grievance, it is very clear that as far as transactions grievances are concerned, only the bank officers are allowed to look at the customer's transactions and reply to those customer's queries directly. Again, through the new platform, all of that is seamlessly enabled. And our partner banks actually audit us periodically, as part of the regular audit, that we are in the right side of things. So all of that is also, Pooja, kind of a BAU activity for us. That's how it is done on a daily basis.
And what do you think is the future of this market, travel banking and remittances?
So I think as a country, we are a growing country. We are on our way to become a developed country. And historically, Indians have had ambitions to travel outside and to see the world far and beyond. So in that sense, the outbound travel market is only going to increase from here on. As our middle class rises, the market itself is about $30 billion, which will now, this is I'm talking about the traveler segment only. And then, at the rate of 20-25% CAGR, this market will grow on an annualized basis. So in that sense, the market is growing. We just getting started as far as, the market is concerned. Every day you keep hearing in news that a direct connectivity from, Bangalore, from New Delhi to a distant airport, to the Kazakhstan, to Uzbekistan, new frontiers are opening up. Customers are, going and traveling to these destinations and so on and so forth. So as far as outbound tourism is concerned, there is a bullish trend, I would say. And tourism itself, actually, both domestic as well as international tourism will increase as customers have more disposable income and then they want to live their lives.
Thank you so much, Viren, for that insight. Viren Bisht, co-founder, CTO, Neo.